Penguin Random House Audio presents Idea Flow, the only business metric that matters. Written and read by Jeremy Utley and Perry Claibon. Foreword by David Kelly.
To Annie, Parker, and Phoebe for teaching me that ideas from the heart matter most.
To Michelle, whose quest for inspiration first caused me to wonder.
The truth is that for every good idea, there are 1,000 bad ones, and sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference. Mark Randolph, co-founder of Netflix. Forward. One of the biggest surprises for new students at the D School, whether they are head of a major company or were head of their high school class, is the idea that quantity creates quality. Many come to Stanford searching for quality. At the Hasso-Plattner Institute of Design, aka the D School, they hope to learn how to generate world-changing breakthrough ideas. What we tell them from the get-go is to ignore good and bad in the early rounds and shoot for lots of ideas instead, to go for volume before judgment around quality can set in. This notion of separating idea generation from idea selection can come as quite a shock. What these students learn and world-class creators already understand is that it's hard to distinguish good ideas from bad ones before trying them out to see what happens. Without a reliable process for real-world experimentation, it's hard to know which novel solution is worth pursuing in the first place or how it might be improved later. The surefire approach is to create as many scrappy solutions as possible and then test them rapidly with real people. As D School students learn, this means turning creativity into a practice. We don't teach our students to sit on their heels until inspiration hits them and then sprint into action. Problems don't wait until the mood strikes. To keep the flow of ideas steady, they learn ways to find diverse and surprising sources of inspiration that will feed a stream of ideas to test. The practice of nurturing this ongoing torrent of ideas is transformative for them. It's as useful in everyday life as it is in creative work. When it comes to delivering these essential lessons and the habits and practices of exceptional creativity that go along with them, you are in capable hands. Jeremy Utley and Perry Claibon are gifted teachers who actively assist leaders in their organizations with solving real-world problems. They have been empowering D-School students for over a decade. They are also skilled and prolific creative practitioners themselves. They know how creativity works, and just as important, they explain it lucidly in this book. Together, Utley and Claibon have written an essential resource for entrepreneurs, inventors, managers, students, leaders, and anyone else who seeks to reliably develop more and better ideas. David M. Kelly, Donald W. Whittier, Professor of Mechanical Engineering, Stanford, California, February 2, 2022. Who needs ideas? I don't need breakthrough results in my company, my work, or my life. No one ever. You may be wondering if this book is intended for you. It is. In our teaching and consulting work with entrepreneurs, executives, and other leaders at organizations of every kind, we sometimes encounter an individual who proudly questions the value of, even the need for, creativity in their work. Sure, they tell us during one of our presentations or training sessions, some people in this room need creativity to do their jobs properly. The guys who make the graphics, for example. They should stay to the end. As a leader, however, what I need are breakthrough results. To judge creativity's true value, not just to designers, writers, or engineers, but to everyone who wants to achieve world-class outcomes, we need to define it properly. The best definition we've heard comes from a seventh grader in Ohio, whose teacher recently shared it with a friend of ours. Creativity is doing more than the first thing that comes to your mind. In other words, it's the capacity to keep generating ideas after the first one that's good enough. What, however, is an idea? We can't proceed without defining this fundamental term next. One way to think about it is by realizing that your brain never makes anything truly from scratch. It's always working with the raw material of your experiences. Thus, any idea is really just a new connection between two things that were already in your head. Things you've seen, heard, or felt. Take these two. A. Young families struggle up the hills of San Francisco with overloaded strollers. B. When you were a kid, your dad had a self-propelled lawnmower. Zzt. Did you feel that tiny spark? You got an idea. Self-propelled strollers may not be a billion-dollar business or even remotely safe, but with the puzzle pieces in place, your brain eagerly snapped them together. That's what the brain does best. Frame a problem, feed it material, and it'll start making connections left and right, if you let it. Listen to this book. With our principles and techniques, you will never again feel intimidated by or skeptical of the need for more ideas. You'll never wonder where ideas come from, how to find better ones, or what to do with them once they arrive. As you'll learn, there is nothing nebulous or mystical about creating breakthrough results. What happens haphazardly for most of us, creative problem solving, can be learned and mastered like any other skill, both by individuals and the teams and organizations they comprise. You can't consciously choose to make an idea. Try it, you'll see. Instead, ideas start arriving once you've identified a clear problem and gathered sufficient raw material for the brain to do its job. Zzt. It's more helpful to think of yourself as a channel for letting as many ideas through as possible. To clear up another misconception, breakthrough results don't happen by picking the right idea from a list, but rather by winnowing ideas down through real-world experimentation and iteration until a clear winner emerges. That's it. That's the formula for success in everything. And we're only on page 2. Of course, you may have more questions than answers at this point, but that's okay. Keep going. Once you fully understand what ideas are, where they come from, and how to separate the winners from the losers, you can finally put that lightning rod down and start making lightning.
Introduction. Smart people are a dime a dozen and often don't amount to much. What counts is being creative and imaginative. That's what makes someone a true innovator. Walter Isaacson. Whether this is the first book about creativity and innovation you've opened or the 15th, you're seeking a new way to close the gap between creative potential and real-world impact. It doesn't matter whether that gap exists within you, your team, or an entire organization. The fact is, there's so much more that might be accomplished if only you could activate creative potential and enhance creative performance. This isn't about a set of tweaks or an incremental improvement. You seek to establish a steady and reliable flow of ideas that results in a torrent of successful products, services, and other solutions. You want to enjoy the tangible benefits of breakthrough thinking by unleashing your own potential and the potential of those around you. When it comes to achieving these ambitions, listening to this book is one of the better ideas you've had. It doesn't matter whether you think of yourself as a creative person. In fact, we don't believe there is such a thing. Someone either has or has not developed a robust creative skill set yet. Creativity isn't a gift reserved for the precious few. It's learned. If you haven't done so yet, it's simply...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?